In today's English lesson, I want to teach you three phrases native speakers say all the time, and all of them have the word tongue in them. Plus, I'll throw in an extra bonus saying. And to teach this lesson, I'm actually going on a walk on a little trail not far from an elementary school. That elementary school is called Sherwood Heights, and I am going to be entering Sherwood Forest. I thought it'd be a little fun to get out of the house, teach a little English, and also get some exercise at the same time. I hope the bugs aren't too bad, but it looks like there's a pond, so let's head that way. And I want to thank my Italian friend, Linda, for leaving a comment on one of my videos. I think in Italian, I might say la mia amica dell'Italia. I might have gotten the preposition wrong there, but she was wondering if there was a phrase we say in English when you can't think of something. Ooh, the bugs might be getting bad. I may have to turn around. But she was thinking about like when you know something, you know that word, but you can't think of it. Do we have a saying for that in English? And yes, we do. Whoa, guess what? Change of plans. The bugs are pretty bad here. I don't want to get eaten alive. There are a lot of mosquitoes here. So bonus phrase, if there are a lot of bugs around and you think you're going to get bit a lot or stung by mosquitoes, you can say, I'm going to get eaten alive. I don't feel like doing that today. Let's go to this baseball field out here. I think there will be fewer bugs. Well, it was good while it lasted. That's another phrase I didn't plan on teaching. Has nothing to do with tongue, but you can say it was good while it lasted. When something didn't last as long as you thought it would, it was fun at first, but then it turned out to be a disaster. There's a little playground here too, so maybe we'll go there. I had planned on listening to my music, walking a little while, teaching a little while. That's not gonna happen. Oh, somebody lost their baseball. The first saying or phrase I wanna teach you is, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. This is what Linda was talking about, that phrase we have in English when you know what you wanna say. It's right there, but you can't think of it. I have a wife, Jamie. You may have heard of her. She's been on the channel a few times. And often when we watch a movie for the first time, we'll see an actress and, oh, I've seen her in something. Oh, what's her name? What's her name? It's on the tip of your tongue. It's like you almost can say it, but your brain can't quite bring it up for you. Bring it up. There's a English phrasal verb there for you. It can't retrieve it. It can't find it. It can't bring it up for you. And this is where the bonus phrase comes in because it doesn't have tongue in it. But the bonus phrase that goes along with on the tip of my tongue is, oh, if you didn't ask me, I could have told you. If you didn't ask me, I could have told you. But English speakers will say, oh, if you didn't ask me, I could have told you. If you didn't ask me, I could have told you. Meaning, oh, if you hadn't mentioned the actress, I probably could have told you her name. If you didn't ask me, I could have told you. You can use this phrase when both of you can't come up with the name for the actress. This often happens with names. Let's say you're talking to a friend you went to high school with. You were talking to a high school friend, and you might say, oh, what was the name of that teacher we had in 11th grade? It's on the tip of my tongue. What was her name? If you didn't ask me, I could have told you. This happens to me all the time in Italian. Many of you know that I'm studying Italian. And when you try to say a word, it's like, oh, it's right there. It's on the tip of your tongue. I bet the same thing happens to you in English sometimes. Oh, look, a big rock. Let's go try to climb it. Yeah, it's not that big. I thought it was a little bigger, but Now that we're up here, I can talk about the second phrase I want to teach you. Well, the second phrase with tongue, but the third phrase overall, and that is slip of the tongue. So if you say something you didn't mean to say, you can call it a slip of the tongue. Maybe your mom just cooked a great meal, but you don't like part of it. Maybe the chicken she cooked is really good, but the potatoes, they're not that good. And you might accidentally say, oh, I really love the meal, but the potatoes aren't that good. I didn't mean to say that out loud. It was just a little slip of the tongue. And when you have a slip of the tongue, it's always embarrassing. How do I get down from here? It's not that high, but I'm getting old, which is why I wanted to go on that walk and try to lose a little weight. Let's say a friend of yours is having a surprise birthday party and you accidentally let the cat out of the bag. There's a bonus one. I think a lot of people know that. But letting the cat out of the bag is when you let a secret out that you didn't mean to. So maybe you tell that friend, oh, I can't wait to go to your party on Friday night. And they say, what party are you talking about? Oh, I let the cat out of the bag. It was a little slip of the tongue. Another saying that we have in English that native speakers say all the time using tongue is tongue-tied. Tongue-tied is when you're trying to speak, but for some reason you can't. Maybe you have to give a big speech in front of a lot of people and you're nervous. So when you get up on stage, you get up to the podium and you try to start speaking, it comes out all wrong. You would be a little tongue-tied. Maybe you have a first date with a really good-looking woman or really good-looking guy, whatever you're into. And when you first meet them, maybe they're so beautiful or so handsome that you become tongue-tied. You can't get the words out. Maybe you have that first meeting with your English tutor and you're trying to come up with the words in English and you just become tongue-tied. You can't do it. The words won't come out. I hope you learned a few things in this English lesson. If you're looking to learn more English, right up there is a lesson I did on other ways we can say it's hot outside. Thanks for watching. See you later.